Hey kids, and welcome back to the I Got One podcast, the only podcast that puts ketchup on its hot dogs. We are coming at you live. It's live, right?
We're live.
From the relish room of the Wiener's Circle in world famous Chicago.
Come on, make sure you come on down, get yourself a bunch of hot steamy wieners when you have the time.
Is that how you specifically order them? One hot steamy wiener.
Let me get the hot steamy wiener.
You gotta get one wiener and one chocolate milkshake, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the rule.
I'm your host, Johnny Christmas. Here as always,
Jacku.
Still with...
I'm just here.
Always. He's just here.
Never now.
And today, bringing back one of our all-time favorite guests.
Oh, I have to say my own name? What kind of introduction is that?
It's because I don't remember anyone's name, and so what I just point.
Mike. Chef Mike is back to give all the best ideas. I've got million-dollar ideas.
I thought you said we were bringing Chef Marty.
No, I said Mike.
I was told that we were going to go to Superdog, so I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
It's going
to
be an hour of this, isn't it?
It's going to be an hour of this, but that's okay.
You started it.
I started it.
We all started it.
Yep, and we will end it.
So we are here at the Wiener's Circle in Chicago in the, like I said, the Relish Room, which is part of this whole new build-out they're doing here. They have happily furnished this podcast for us. So if you notice that we sound a little crisp, a little more clean, a little more like we're in your lap.
More like a snap, you know, like a
wiener.
Like
poppy.
Snap it into a Vienna sausage.
You like that natural casing of an all beef Vienna hot dog.
Yeah.
You should work in like fast food advertising.
I should. Yeah, I know a thing or two.
You should do something.
And as somebody who's been to the Vienna beef place where they make the hot dogs, I'm pretty familiar with them. Let's put it that way.
Have you been to the museum that actually just closed? But it used to be Western and Fullerton.
Oh yeah.
There's a.
I don't need to go to a museum because I live it.
Ooh.
Okay. So no, I have not. I have not actually went to the museum.
He is the museum.
You missed it. Now, you used to be able to buy a whole 5 gallon tub of Jardiniere there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds delightful.
Just a tub and a spoon, and that was,
I deal in palletfuls of Jardiniere, okay? I just, buckets is amateur hour. Or I didn't do truckloads. That's how I roll.
is that how you like?
That's how I bet. Just relish. It's just vegetables and carbs. Yeah. I mean, it's just energy, so then I burn it off.
Oh, it's got olive oil is like the best kind of fat you can get.
5 pounds of relish is actually low in calories, so it's not too bad.
Good to know.
But it's high in green.
Yes, a lot of salt, a lot of sodium.
Yeah,
you're going to retain water.
I'm retaining water today.
Speaking of.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
Boom. Look at that segue. It's like I'm a professional.
You're scaring the audience.
Am I too loud?
The ATM guy, he's freaking out. Oh, it needed power. They figured it out. It needed power all along.
Let's roll the viewers at home through this. We're sitting next to a one-way mirror that overlooks the ordering counter of the Wiener Circle, which is fun to begin with, but there has been a man out here, we think, fixing the ATM or being the world's worst ATM burglar.
And he finger gunned at it. He's like, it is.
And he's been at this for a half hour and he just now plugged it in and is excited. Like that was the problem. It seems like that was the issue.
That's amazing.
Mission accomplished. He's out the door. He's out the door.
He's like, done. He threw his phone on the ground.
I just want to point out it still says temporarily out of service.
Well, regardless. So,
all right. Oh so, Jacku, back to the sodium. You did some shit yesterday.
I did. I was part of a 7-person ravioli eating challenge, and it's not your typical ravioli. It's Chef Boyardee ravioli.
I was not called it. All right.
Yeah, you weren't.
Okay. Next time there's an eating contest, call your boy.
They needed the Italian chef.
Yeah. The thing here is that it was raw. Chef Boyardee macaroni
pre-cooked.
Yeah,
it's ready to eat.
We had to eat it from the can.
It's not raw because it's not meat. You call it raw?
We called it raw. We called
it's
it
raw.
It's
a food
uncooked.
Product.
It'd be uncooked.
Unheated.
Unreheated.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was crazy. It was 1 hour, as much as you can eat. I did 4 cans. I was third place.
4 regular cans?
Yeah. 4 regular cans.
A can
how long?
Every 1 hour we had.
A can every 15 minutes.
That's amateur hour.
It was 30.
We got to have him on next time.
Oh, absolutely. Listen.
I will put my mouth around an open can. You know that sound when you pour it out? It goes like.
Yeah.
I will just.
That cranberry sauce sound.
I was the ASMR expert on the, because we streamed it, obviously.
Perfect.
But I only did it in, like, I ate those 4 cans in about 20 minutes.
That's not
bad.
And
then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to hate myself too much tomorrow. You guys can have
that's
this.
Respectable.
Yes.
Like, you know you're not going to win.
Yeah.
I need to stop now.
I did to eat ravioli. I didn't go for winning.
One of the guys cheated.
Oh, yeah, he did some performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ripped some bongs.
Oh, yeah. My God. Performance-enhancing drugs. Unfair. Yeah. Very unfair.
Seven cans.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Seven cans.
How and, are they the rest of the night?
Oh, well, about 15 minutes after, he got to see it all again.
He should. That should lose. It should be an automatic loss. Yep. Yeah. Perfect.
Yep. You got to keep it down.
That's fair then.
Yeah.
He put it back in the
can. So technically, I got second place off.
If he would have won, you just wouldn't have held the award ceremony, right. I believe is how the ruling.
That's how it works.
And, you know, and if he had put it all back in the cans, that's I think Olympic maybe you should have given him an honorable
mention.
Hopefully
your fans appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, that was, so I'm a little like, my brain's a little mush.
He got to give back all seven cans.
Oh, boy.
You know the secret, though?
That's a two flusher for sure.
The hard part about it was the sauce. So you wanted to filter the sauce into a jar or into a cup first, eat the raviolis, and then drink the sauce as liquid, because that it would trick you. You'd be like drinking the cup of ravioli, and some sauce would get in there with the ravioli, and you're like, oh wait, I wasn't expecting that.
So you take that out of the equation. You know, when it hits the back of your throat and you didn't know it was coming.
Yeah. I have no idea. It just, most of the food just goes down pretty smooth for me.
Sure.
So,
but yeah. So I had a tall
glass
of sauce.
That's what she said.
Tall glass of sauce.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds horrible.
That was a one shot. I did that as one go.
Was that a good idea after the fact?
It was, actually. Huh.
That's when I came in, when you guys were drinking cups of sauce, and I was like, why are they putting the ravioli in the cup? And you were just like dumping sauce, and I was like, oh, no, no.
I might have chopped it up a little bit to use the sauce as like a lubricant, so that way when I put it in my mouth, I could just shovel it in faster.
That's the purpose of the sauce. Well, it's right on the can.
The spoon was only to pour the contents from the can into your glass. You couldn't use the spoon to eat or anything. It was just,
So you had to drink. Interesting.
Like, you had to literally drink the ravioli.
Yeah. Boy, I bet that got a little sticky.
Oh, it got
whatever.
Very sticky. It was an interesting night. But yeah, so I love food, though. Still like food.
You're back here.
I'm here.
I love
speaking
it.
Of horrible food. We're back.
You do not know. Wait a second here.
This is their jam. Yeah. So
it is inexpensive food in the Chicagoland area, but you ain't going to beat a Chicago-style hot dog.
I'm just looking at the prices on the menu, and like for like with inflation, not bad.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think they've kept their prices reasonable.
Chili's $1?
Yeah.
Wow.
Want to go get some?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I got this.
All right, give me the money.
I don't have any money. ATM guy's back.
Does it just say tax?
$4 for a large French fry.
Oh, yeah,
by the
tax.
Way, there's tax.
Would you like to order a tax? No, so you can order a tax.
Or are they saying tax included? Like, can I get my taxes done here?
They might. They
maybe they got another room.
They got a bar here. They got museum bathrooms. They may as well have a tax guy.
There's the orthodontist on the other corner. They said that you could just get some work done.
Some braces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So come check out the Wiener Circle. If you did not know that they remodeled this place like we didn't, it's awesome.
It's a lot
different. Specifically ask if you can see the relish room.
Yeah.
They'll probably tell you no.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll put some pictures up on the Twitters. This place is amazing. So we're here sliding into your podcast app DMs because you haven't seen us in a while. Because Wiener Circle was like, hey, we need some Chicago Loca podcasts.
And you viewers tagged us at them. And they're like, okay, let's reach out to these.
So that's how I like that.
So that's how it works. If you guys want more episodes, you have to...
You find us the deals. You find us the brands.
Scam
us.
Smart.
Scam us into doing horrible things. Yep. Although this is not horrible. This is actually... this has been a fun time so far. So for those just tuning in, the way this podcast works is we are all very famous entrepreneurs. We have launched too many businesses and we don't have time for any more, but we have a trillion ideas that we still need to roll with. So we're here to give them away to you, the viewer, for you to do what you want with. And all we ask in return is for Jakku and I, just throw us a t-shirt. Chef Mike requires his face to actually be printed on.
I want to be, you take the idea and implement it, I just want the street cred. Right. So I'll be like, thanks, Chef Mike.
You see that face over there? That's
right?
Me.
That's me. I'm the guy who implemented that horrible, cringeworthy marketing plan. And then I, no, I don't want to associate with it anymore. So
no,
we'll get to that point.
Your face is on it. Just your face. It's
some other bald, bearded guy.
There's a lot of people with that face. It could be anyone.
That is a fact.
All right, so today... in honor of the Wiener Circle hooking us up with all this, we're doing Wiener related ideas.
I did Wiener Circle related.
Oh, that's fine.
For their business.
Bonus points.
Okay. And you meant like hot dogs.
Well, you know what? It's kind of late in the game now, so I'm going to just have to say yeah.
Ugh.
Because we're already here, so... Oh, wait. No, you... So Oh, you didn't do hot dogs.
I did wieners.
Oh, I didn't mean hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because we're here at a hot dog stand, and now I'm putting it together that wiener means hot dog.
I didn't even realize they sold hot dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Okay. So okay. We're both kind of on.
Wiener circle. We're on that's what, and their logo.
Because like, hot dogs.
The hot. That's, same page. That's why the logo's a hot
same
dog.
Page, different same page, different book.
Okay. Well, now we kind of have to pivot. We all have right. to go ultra
just,
improv.
Just say it to make it sound like it's food related.
Okay.
Got it.
That's yeah. all you got to do.
Yeah.
Add some relish to it.
Yeah.
I'll put a little relish on it. A little hot mustard.
Classic.
Okay. Well, who has... It was a hot dog idea.
I mean, if you want me to break the internet, like do you want me to start with the $1 million idea?
Usually that's what Jakku does, and then the podcast is all downhill
yeah,
from
so
there.
I'll start off with a really bad one.
Okay, you start it off.
We got to set the bar low. So we got regular-sized hot dogs. We got foot-long hot dogs. Where's the arm hot dog or the hand dog? You know?
A log of bologna. That's yeah. what that is.
Give me a hand dog.
It's a log of bologna.
Dude, is they could not, totally make that.
Is that not like a thing for this place?
Yeah, is a hand dog just
hand
like
dog.
Five little cocktails?
It's like a roast. You bake it in the oven and slice it. Oh my gosh. Like, that's a great idea. That's okay. The greatest idea.
I always do this. I always do this.
Hand dogs.
Oh my gosh. It's a hot dog roast.
Hand long hot dog.
A roast beast of hot dog.
And you just slice it up?
You go to a deli counter, like, it is so common to make that size. So they have casings, whether it's, you know, whatever it's made out of, to shape it how you want it. So it'll probably be 6 pounds. Oh, and yeah. then, yeah.
Those casings are all artificial anyway. You could do it like a hand.
Absolutely. Or do a table side, and you could slice it table side. Yeah. Very
like
fancy.
Brazilian steakhouse yeah, style. Like,
do the
bring
mustard
it out of the
relish.
Skewer.
Oh my gosh. A skewer, like
would
a
you
whole,
like some hand dog?
The gaucho to show yeah. up and slice some hot dog off for you?
Fresh prepared hand dog, sir. Anyone at the table
and
want
I
a hand dog?
I don't know if anyone else is making the connection, but like hand dog sounds like something completely different.
Yes.
That and it just works.
I love that idea.
All right.
See,
well,
market
yeah,
big
see,
ass.
Man, right out of the gate.
I thought this was a bad one.
That's great because it makes sense. Jacket. It can be made.
Yeah.
So, like, given that, why hot dogs have been the same shape forever, and they're like, yeah. they're not just. I don't want to say a boring shape. They're a problematic shape.
For some people.
Some people take issue with a hot dog shape. It's you know they can't enjoy a hot dog. Why do we change the shape of hot dogs? Why don't we have hot dogs of other shapes? Why don't we have like a donut shaped hot dog?
Well,
wouldn't that be cool?
As soon as you said that, my mind went to balloon animals. The balloon is the same shape as a hot dog.
Well, like a ring of kielbasa, you know, that is.
Put a clown. Put a clown, take a big hot dog strip, Link, and turn it into a dog.
Like on
the
fly.
A dog. A hot dog dog.
A hot dog
dog. A hot dog. You order it up and they twist it up, but then what do you put it in to eat it?
They give you the paper and you hold
a huge hot dog pretzel.
Yeah,
a Bavarian pretzel hot dog. You just wrap it a couple times, smash it in together.
Oh, man, that's good. Yeah, so then you just tell them what you want as you order it. Like, hey, can I get an Octothorpe?
Can I get a sword dog?
Klein bottle
so
dog?
So everything I said about how my ideas were going to be the best and you guys suck is out the door because both of those were fantastic ideas.
That's how you start every conversation and it's weird. Hey guys, what's up? I'm the best. You guys suck.
No, that's
but till you prove
today?
Me wrong.
Yeah, you make us keep doing this.
I admit when I am wrong.
Takes a lot
most of the time
for a man to admit when they're wrong.
All right, is it my turn now?
Yeah,
do I?
Absolutely.
Okay,
you can have a turn.
A restaurant called Wiener Circle does not have a menu item called Wiener Circles.
Does this go back to my donut hot dog idea?
No,
didn't I just have it?
Slice up a hot dog into coins, either bread or batter them, deep fry those sons of bitches, and you got wiener circles.
God damn it!
So these are like bitcoins.
Just like bitcoins. Little bits of hot dog.
Bite coins.
But wiener circles would be so on brand.
Breaded and deep fried.
Correct.
Yeah. Dip
now,
them in the mustard.
Like, deep fried pickles are good. So yeah, deep fried hot dogs.
Absolutely. I'm assuming that they hold their hot dogs steamed so that when people order them, they're ready to go. At the end of the night, they might have extra. Cool those off. Slice them up in the morning. Get a breading station. Deep fry those sons of bitches.
No, they got a breading station.
Food cost wise, I don't think people are going to order that for a meal. That's like a side item.
Right.
So you're going to get people to come in who buy a dog and a side of wiener circles, and your average check is going to increase. So profitability.
Well,
wow. I want those right now.
Yeah, profitability for sure. But also, like, they're just going to throw those dogs away anyway.
Right. Correct. Like, you're using waste. You're repurposing right waste.
Now. And you can make those sides really cheap.
Yeah.
And like, I'm assuming people just want mustard or relish or all the condiments that come with a Chicago-style dog as the dip. Or you can mix all those and make a custom everything mixed together sloppy dip. To dip those rings in.
Do they not have something called the sloppy dip?
The sloppy That was my nickname in college, actually, so that's funny.
What'd you do last night? We hit the wiener circle and got some sloppy dips.
Oh, my gosh. That's one heck of a
story. You like this.
Yo, absolutely. It destroys your throat. Know it does. So that was my idea.
Always destroys your throat.
You could make the breading, mustard flavored.
Absolutely. Flavored. Mustard powder. Yeah, you could add the seasoning.
Chicago dog flavored breading. I want this right now.
Yeah. Right? I thought that was a good idea.
These are the ideas I like the least because they make me want the thing to exist.
I think right after recording this, we're going to just go over and be like, you got this stuff here? Let's just try it out.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of bread? Well, see, here's the thing. A restaurant like this, their supplier sends in a whole bunch of stuff. So we'd have to see if they have those ingredients, but it would be super easy to do.
You dismantle the onion rings, and there's your breading.
The frozen onion ring, you just rip it apart.
Well, you're doing bite coins, just deconstructing. Wiener circles deconstructing.
Bite coins is awesome.
We got bite coins. Come on down to the wiener circle.
You can only pay with money from an ATM,
from this ATM.
Only real hard-ass cash.
Holy shit. Hold up. Okay.
Hashtag our ATM's broken.
Is it fixed?
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is legal. And I don't care
because
it's not my idea. But you put Wiener Circle dollars in that ATM. Your bank is still going to take real money out. But now that money's only good at the Wiener Circle.
That's like Toys R Us bucks. Like, what
I can. Oh, my God.
That's one of the oldest scams.
Right. But it's like Bitcoin. ATM. It's in an ATM. That's what makes it different. I don't know if you can put fake money in an ATM and then charge the consumer the same amount.
As long as it's money-sized.
I just had the most amazing idea that I'll say to the end because it is absolutely
genius. I got one related.
You guys are great. You guys ooze ideas, and I play off of it. You guys are incredible. Wow.
This is why we felt obligated to provide it to the ether.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I got one related to reusing old bits at the end of the day.
Mm.
So more Bitcoin ideas. So you're talking about how they boil the hot dogs, right?
Uh-huh. Or steam.
Boil them, steam them. Basically, you're putting hot dogs in a big tub of hot water, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so after the end of the day, what do you do with that water?
Probably dump it.
You probably dump it, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got gallons of hot dog tea that you're just throwing away.
Genius!
Serve it up!
Okay. Dude, that plays off to my next one that was going to be a Chicago-style hot dog dipped. Like an Italian beef sandwich. You just make the hot dog, dip it in the water, so it's wet.
I had a completely different... You get a fucking sauna attached to this room?
Oh!
And you come out smelling
hot dog water bath?
Yeah!
Oh, and you can smell like your favorite food.
Yeah. You have to just skew data to say that the high-protein water will help regenerate your skin and revitalize and the salt will...
And then you serve the hot dog tea?
Oh,
nice
my
hot
gosh.
Beverage Why in a sauna? Who doesn't love that?
That is
the water.
Such a good idea.
I'm just picturing the Jersey Shore guys doing hitting the gym before hitting the club. Make sure you're in a sauna, and then so the chicks are like, "Ooh, you smell like."
How many people drink tuna juice?
Oh,
people are going to drink hot dog water. Absolutely. What's the difference?
I was gonna say zero.
No, weightlifters who just eat tuna from the package.
But the tuna juice?
Absolutely. Yeah. They'll down it.
Every single piece of protein they need, man.
Oh, yeah, but nobody's got a shaker cup full of tuna juice.
Well, no, they'll open a can or the pouch, and they just eat it. A protein snack.
Yeah. How much protein do you think is in hot dog tea?
Four?
Yeah.
I don't know.
At least four.
The protein extraction in the boiling process. There'll be some fat. Yeah. There'll be some sodium.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're letting it drip back down into the tea. Yeah,
that's genius. Yeah.
How about you ever watch the guys make the hot dogs? They put the hot dog on the counter, you get all the fixings in there, and then you kind of make a little mess, which is part of the fun. You serve up the hot dog and you swipe the mess into the garbage, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Swipe that mess into a big tub, add some olive oil, add some spices, there's your jardinera.
That's true. Yeah. All right. And if there's enough bun, it could be stuffing for a turkey or something.
Oh, my God. Hot dog stuffing.
Stuff it back into a hot dog.
Oh.
Repurpose.
They got 8 months to implement a Thanksgiving stuffing.
Oh, my God.
To sell
Thanksgiving
recipe.
Stuffing hot dog. You put it back in the tube like he's saying?
Yeah.
Wienerception?
Does that make the turkey get the hot dog casing?
Oh, you got to get a big old casing on that.
That's a good...
God.
hey, do you know that we're all hot dogs?
What?
We are in a casing, I
like,
guess.
If so, well, yeah. So like you've eaten hot dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if you, so a hot dog,
a hot dog is
like ground up meat inside an intestinal casing, right?
Yeah.
So if you eat a hot dog, you're now the intestinal casing. Like you're now a hot dog.
A hot dog, hot dog.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a hot dog because full of hot dog.
Yes, the casing and the dog go through your intestines.
I should have started the podcast with that. Greetings, hot dogs.
Is that a fellow
hot dogs?
How would you feel about a green way to reuse deceased humans and use their intestines to make sausage?
I don't know why we don't do that more often.
Right.
Other than like the immense amount of toxic whatevers that have to exist inside every human body.
That's fair. That's probably why.
Yeah. Like I would try people, but I don't think people would be healthy.
No. Yeah.
But I guess hot dogs aren't.
Yeah, it's the same scenario. Yeah,
plus, like, when you get a wiener, you don't know what you're getting now.
Yeah, it could be Bill, and you'll be like, what was its name? It
could be Bill's wiener.
Yeah, this is
Little Bill.
Chad's wiener.
Oh, give me a little Bill.
Chad's wiener was a little tough. Let me go with Jared.
I'm still on this hot dog water reuse.
That's great.
And like, I'm thinking, like, toilets? Like, that should be what gets flushed.
If you have to go to the bathroom, here's a gallon jug of old hot dog water. Fill it up, pour it in the toilet.
Yeah, we're flushing it anyway.
So you're not wasting good fresh water. You're using...
Yeah.
That's a great
idea. It just drains right into the...
Or could you take the hot dog water, reduce it enough, and get all the liquid out to then you have some kind of powder left that you could then use to season your French fries to have hot dog flavored French fries.
Oh, man. Why did we have a chef on this?
Because there's salt. There's probably fat.
There's always salt.
There's that flavor of all that out. So you reduce it until it's completely dry into a powder and then season your fries with it.
How much effort would go into that? Would it like...
There's probably not a lot of solids in there. Yeah. So like boiling gallons of it to get like... Yeah. A teaspoon of powder. It'd be expensive.
Sugar sifter.
Somebody's gonna pay for it.
Yeah, sure. Oh yeah. I mean, spice can be expensive.
Man, I would buy that.
That's a great idea.
Every time he comes on, I want all these things that don't exist.
Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
This sucks.
This is why we're
this
episode sucks.
You beat me to my Chicago style hot dog dipped idea with the water. That was great.
Well, it's different though. You're talking like literally au jus style, like
wet
right
bread around the hot dog, like mashed up hot dog water broth.
I mean, that's what all that. Why don't they make the hot dog eating contest guys do that?
Like, they do. They dip it in the water.
No, you gotta make them dip it in the hot dog water.
Oh, right. That's the only liquid you could dip the hot dog in is the hot dog water.
Only eat hot dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's genius. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I had another side item that you could do.
A
side item. Leftover hot dogs again. Shred them and make hot dog slaw. Mix it all the condiments of the side. And it's like dog spaghetti. Dog spaghetti noodles.
So what's cool about that is I don't want that one.
Are you sure? I bet you'd be delicious.
I mean, I think with some relish and stuff.
Well,
because
it's like,
good.
Are you still using all the other slaw ingredients? Is it still just like hot dogs and vinegar? And
I would think it'd be mustard and relish
or mayonnaise.
Yeah. Mayonnaise based, the creamy.
You know, it's for people that cut out gluten and stuff, can't have bread. They can have a nice little dog slaw.
I got
that's a fact. That's like a bowl, a protein bowl, but the dog slaw is the base.
God. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Oh, just shredded.
Low carb. Is that paleo? I don't know.
You know what the problem is? It's that it's shredded. That's my only problem.
You just chopped? Yeah. Would you prefer
like,
dice?
I'm thinking about it like if you just cut them into little circles and put them in there, no problem.
Okay.
But if you're shredding them, that's where I got the problem.
But because I want to take a fork and spin it and the hot dog wraps around the fork like an
Italian.
I don't
know why that's a problem. It's a gross problem. the hot dog sketty.
Oh my God.
I can't get by.
We've been having a lot of ideas around the food and I'm thinking about after the food a little bit for the personal person here. You know, like, so like, I don't know about you, but my pants are my napkins.
Right? I'm glad you said it.
Yeah.
Because like, you have the crustiest thighs.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you know.
And I didn't know what it was. And I didn't know what it was. And we've been afraid to ask. People ask me, what's up with Jakku's thighs?
It's napkin.
And I go, he's thick, boy.
He's thick with two C's.
And they're like, no, like his pants.
Yeah, so
nose is going to order a hot dog for sure.
I will eat a hot dog.
He needs two of them.
I will eat a hot dog or a hamburger. And then afterwards, I'm like, I don't see a napkin. I'll be like, good enough. You know,
right on my pants.
Right on my pants.
Mm-hmm. Pantskin.
Why do pants not have like a replaceable, easily detachable napkin in that location?
Oh,
like
just tear off.
Like,
Or a fanny, just wear a fanny pack with a hole and just start pulling out.
Well, that's still,
you know,
that's
like
still
a,
more work. But going
yeah,
like
no, you
this.
Want the
like if I had Snap-ons.
Can
like,
I hear
you know,
this at home?
Four corners here of Snap-ons, like the Snap-on
okay,
pants.
Okay.
You know?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You snap them off.
That's a I like that idea.
I like a pack wash style that you can strap around your thigh.
It's the same color as the pants, so that's kind of hidden.
And you'd be like, oh, I'm going out for hot dogs today. Better strap on my
napkin area.
I was thinking more of like when I was in junior high and the towel dispenser. It was like just a roll of hard cotton towel
that you were definitely sure was the same one.
Yeah, nobody could pull it. It stuck. You're like, oh, man. I thought there was going to be some kind of contraption to keep it going down there.
Oh, my God. That's too bulky.
Yeah,
I'm so excited
they
got rid of those towels.
Right?
Those were the worst.
Had to be unsanitary.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh.
It was the 70s and 80s. They didn't know what they were doing.
Were you alive then?
No. In the 80s, yeah.
Cool. I got one... related to your gluten-free people.
Okay, yeah.
And also...
His gluten-free? That they're his people? Are you a gluten-free individual?
No, but apparently they're my people.
He bought a few of them. The garage
like you
guys.
Do.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, fair.
Yeah, there's a good deal on them right now.
Love it.
Yeah, so... and also, I guess, like, related to the hot dog eating contest. Like, how that bread is always the problem. It's hard to get that bread down. How about just hot dog? Hot dog? All the fixings? Your onions, your relish, your sport peppers? All of that? No bread in a tube, Go-Gurt style.
Okay. Okay.
Huh?
I like that.
Squeeze that tube up. Get your hot dog, your relish, your onions.
Is it like a paste?
I
don't want to see the paste.
Maybe
right?
More of a push-up, remember?
That's what I was picturing it in my head. It's like you got a whole hot dog in there. You just push it up a little. You take a bite. You get all your stuff.
I was thinking more like toothpaste. And I was like, no, but push-up, I'm down for.
Or a hot dog lettuce wrap of some kind for...
Yeah.
Lettuce.
Yeah, so
kids are on a health kick and want a hot dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hamburgers, obviously, lettuce works. Hot dogs, you don't eat hot dogs with lettuce.
Yeah, well, Chicago style doesn't, even though there's all these other, there's a salad on it other than the lettuce. Right.
Well, I mean, the relish is radiotoxic, but it's amazing.
Oh, it's so good. Bright green.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it tastes like green.
I think I know what I'm doing for lunch.
Shut up. Absolutely.
Chef Mike, what makes the relish that green?
I believe artificial colors. I would imagine
specifically, is it green dye number 6?
I'm sure there's probably a literal one of those that gives it that color.
Well,
I bet like Vienna Beef patented that color.
I would imagine because back in the day, old school, when you heat up... cucumbers you make relish, they look disgusting.
Yeah,
they're off, you know,
off color.
Olive drab color, weird. So that was like, hey, look at how cool, you know, it's fresh.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the same dye they used to dye the river.
I don't believe. Well, since there's aquatic life, I'd imagine the dye has to be food grade. It has to be consumable. So it's possible.
It totally is safe for everyone.
Water soluble.
Oh my God.
Like,
oh my
I just
God.
Made that connection.
Just now?
Yeah.
How has nobody in Chicago. Somebody had to.
Our relish
look
is
for
the
that
same
joke.
Dye.
Look for that joke on Twitter. Somebody has to have made that gag.
Or as a marketing gag, be like, we're actually this year using the same exact dye that goes into the.
You
river.
Think they would.
Our
if
relish
there was a
is
case
as green as our river here in Chicago.
You'd think they'd have like a big Vienna sign on the boat then as they're doing it. Like,
right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Let's call them out and be like, you guys have been missing a marketing opportunity for years.
Where are you going?
Yeah, he's like, that's
not. You do everything here? Looks like you're leaving.
He's like, I'm going to go to
lunch. He's
going to
hear this and be like, he's going to lunch. He's a vegan. Like, I'm the Wiener Circle guy, but I don't eat.
We should do a video podcast that's just us in front of this one-way mirror just laughing at people.
We just describe the people. Nobody,
mystery science theatering real life.
Oh, please let me join in on that because that would be so funny. My nose joke on this guy was great.
He still hasn't figured out what he wants.
Like, let's see. A hot dog per nostril. How am I going to do this?
Two
per nostril. I need to a ham dog.
Oh, ham dog.
I heard about
you want
the
8-pounder or the 12-pounder? Let me get the 12-pounder.
I've been watching a podcast. I heard about the ham dogs. I want in.
All right.
I was at Soldier Field and I smelled you guys.
Here's a fun one.
All right.
Offer on your cheeseburgers at the Wiener Circle. Be like, hey, you want to get that burger topped with a hot dog octopus? Be like, what are you talking about?
A octopus?
When you slice tentacles on that hot dog and deep fry it, they get all craggly and crispy. So add a hot dog octopus topper to your cheeseburger as a garnish, an upcharge to sell more hot dogs.
Well, I was even thinking they could do the onion chips or whatever, or the dog chips, whatever we're calling.
Oh, slop just, on just, some wiener circles. Yeah, you mean
circles?
Come on,
The sauce will keep them right on there.
I think once wiener circles catch on, other hot dog stands are going to come up with their own, and they're going to call them dog chips.
Dog chips. Yep. Not nearly as good.
No, but
why are you deep frying hot dogs?
Why not?
Because they're delicious when you do that. They get crispy.
Do they retain any of their flavor?
Yeah, absolutely. Is that an experiment we're going to have to ask? You just take a knife, cut a couple, deep fry them. If you have a bowl, like a metal bowl in the deep fryer, so the legs wrap around it. So when you put it on top of the burger, it looks like the tentacles are hanging down on the top of the bun. And now your hot dog octopus is eating your burger before you.
And you got to eat him before
it. You better eat him before the hot dog eats.
Yeah. That gets people out the store faster because they're in a rush now.
Are you going to eat that before the hot dog?
I don't know how many times I wish there was an octopus in my hamburger.
Right? That's such a great idea.
Yeah.
A tentaclerger. An
octodog. Into one word.
I love it.
If you try hard enough.
I think we could do it.
All words are made up.
That's true.
I got another. Are you guys? How's your list going? Because I got a couple I need to get through.
We got to get through everything because this is our one shot at
this
wiener
episode. To play off of those rest, you know, Olive Garden. Order something now. We're going to send you with something later. What? Order something at breakfast. Take a salad with you so you eat that at lunch. You come to Wiener Circle. You get some hot dogs for lunch. Hey, do you want to take some raw dogs home? Like, what is a raw dog? Well, take a cold hot dog, put it in a cold bun, and just wrap it in a microwavable package so that later, 1 minute in the microwave, you got a hot, moist, fresh
Wiener
Circle hot dog at home.
A raw dog. Come get raw dog at the
Wiener
Circle.
Right? Raw dogs.
I was thinking about that last night.
I know.
It'll be a cheap thing. No condiments.
I got those texts.
They're like $2 a piece.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is figure out packaging. Like
wrap
it in a very slightly moistened paper towel and a paper bag.
7-Eleven figured it out.
Right. And just compete with them.
That's what I was going to say. There's not that many places that have reheatable hot dogs that I see. You usually see hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. They're on the rollers.
Yeah.
And then you got the
Or they're already hot.
Yeah. So like, I've never seen a prepackaged hot dog with everything there.
And I'm pretty sure that hot dogs are a ready-to-eat food. You could open it and eat it food safe-wise.
Yeah, right.
So it would not be a problem food safety-wise to hand out a raw dog because actually it's really fully cooked. So you could just profit.
Money hands over the street.
Yeah, you want anybody want a raw dog?
$2
for raw dogs.
Have you been looking for a safe raw dog?
Yeah, this is obviously. I mean, only if you're cool with it. Come get some raw dogs.
You like a raw dog, but you're worried about it not being safe.
Yeah, don't worry. We got wrapped. It's wrapped.
We wrap our raw dogs.
Our raw dog's actually wrapped. So you do what you want with it.
Yeah. You take it home, and whatever you do in the privacy of your own home.
But imagine in this window here, raw dogs, $2.
We should go. Is there something in here we can make that sign with?
This guy just ran super cool. Okay, very nice.
Two men in a truck.
I saw this guy run up like, yo, I'm going to get in line first. But he was holding the door open for the gentleman.
Oh, no mask.
Luckily.
I told him I want to sit in this room at like 2 a.m. when the drinks come
in. Is this bulletproof?
I hope so.
Speaking of bulletproof. I got one.
All right.
Were you done with your raw dog?
That's all I got. It's just raw dog.
Okay. I got one. So I don't know if y'all read the news.
I dabble.
If you are familiar with newspapers.
That's an old concept, but yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Recently, our good friends here at Wiener Circle had an assault against their fine building here.
I'm sure they're going to love the fact that we're talking about
it's going to help them out. Like, I know they just missed an opportunity happened here.
Good. So, that makes sense.
So what happened here is I don't want to call him a gentleman. A guy came in and didn't have a mask on. And they're like, hey, bro, throw on that mask. And he's like, fuck all y'all. And that doesn't really fly here. And so they told him, well, you can leave. And then he goes outside and he makes a couple of snowballs.
Go ahead.
Comes back inside, hucks the snowballs at the counter.
Oh, no.
And then runs. He gets in his car and he leaves. Okay, but that's weird, right? Thanks for throwing some snowballs.
Yeah.
So then, sometime later, he pulls up in his car, and he chucks a brick through the door.
Jeez.
And wow, that's fucked up. Hang on. Let's think through this. If I told you, hey, go get me a brick real quick, Where would you go?
Right, Home Depot.
You can't get bricks at Home Depot. You can't go to a hardware store and buy a brick.
Not
a
Chicago.
You can.
You can't.
In the city proper, you cannot buy bricks in Chicago?
Nope.
I'm a suburbanite. I go to Home Depot to get the bricks laid. There's a whole...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are... Yeah. There, you cannot buy...
Spray paint?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Stuff like that? No. Yeah.
I'm a suburbanite, everybody.
So during...
Schaumburg,
that's right.
During the 2016 period, people were ordering in pallets of bricks and dropping them in streets for riot prep. Yeah, because you can't buy bricks here. So like this guy... He had to go find a brick. He had to go on an adventure.
Chiseled
and
one off of a building.
Source a brick, and then, like, after all that time, hadn't cooled down.
That's amazing.
Had to drive back here and still have the, like,
He's from Naperville.
But what's the opportunity?
He's one of those.
Yeah,
he's from Naperville for
what's
sure.
What's the opportunity they missed here? Like,
so the missed opportunity is you're in the news for this, but you're in the news for something bad happening to you. And, yeah, you might get a few people like, oh, we should go support them. Capitalize on this newsworthy opportunities. Add something to the menu. Two snow cones and a brick.
To honor this momentous occasion of somebody finding a brick in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, in honor of this occasion, we had two snow cones and a brick. Then I ran into the problem of you can't get bricks anywhere.
That is also true.
So what would that meal be? Because it's two snowballs and a brick.
So what else could the brick be?
Like a brick of cheese. Yeah. It could be like
that's
a whole
real
block.
Expensive.
Yeah, that's
like
a whole.
No, like, also nobody
get
wants
that processed pasteurized American cheese food. You'll
still
be fine.
Expensive.
Yeah, a little bit.
A thick hot dog and call it a brick.
Just a real, a real
thick
dense.
Hot dog.
Just,
yeah, big,
just
a quad on a single bun. Like we packed it in there. We call
there
it the brick.
Leave a pile of fries in the deep fryer forever.
Yeah,
and like cook them once, mash it into a ball, then deep fry it again into double fry.
Good chunky brick.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was kicking that around, and then reading further as one does.
That's your first mistake.
If I recall, they were offering Bulls tickets to anyone who like could hunt the guy down, and so I'm like, oh, Bulls beef, throw in a hamburger. Two snow cones and a burger?
There
genius.
You, go.
You just got to give it a funny name for the dude. They call it the anti-masker special.
Yeah, something
two
very controversial to get. Maybe you'll acquire more bricks and then you have a
something to attract
deposit
more of the
bricks.
Problem is what I'm looking for. Yeah. So like you got bad things that happen? Make lemonade.
And serve it in a mask boat.
You know how,
like serve it in a mask. You got to take it. Two snow cones in masks as the bowl.
Another
better
thing
eat that
they
fast.
Do, I think is like you know
fucking,
how the police
that's
do
so
a gun buyback system?
Yeah,
brick
buyback.
Yeah,
brick
for
a
dog.
We know this brick.
Bring us a brick.
I like that. That is hilarious.
Oh, and that would have helped him with the remodel. They built
this
patio.
Oh, and the whole Wally. These are reclaimed bricks.
Yeah. Reclaimed bricks.
Oh,
urban reclamation.
Or
recycling. You're reusing.
I mean, there's this amazing company that I heard of once that would acquire haunted keys, and send them to people. Like it's a genius idea to haunt somebody. What about bricks from haunted buildings that you would then send to people and say, this brick is haunted. It houses some horrific evil entity in it.
I don't think anyone would go for that.
You don't think that's a good one? The keys, yes, but not bricks?
No, not bricks. Nobody's going to buy haunted stuff.
Is that a company fold?
If,
I don't.
What if they're not buying it for themselves, but for like an enemy?
Oh, that would work.
I like how you're not even addressing. You're not even going to tell me what happened about this company that I'm referencing. It's, you're like, you know what? We can't even. It became
it
a thing.
It
used to sponsor us.
They're still going.
They are still going.
Much, it's upsetting how it's still going that they are.
Excellent. I guess this is a we'll talk about it off podcast discussion.
Potentially,
We'll talk business.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I love those kinds of stories. Podcasters. You send Venmo me some money and I'll tell you the story
later. It turned into that gift that keeps on giving that you didn't necessarily want to have in the first place. That's kind of where that one ended up.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Back on wieners.
Yeah, sure.
Look at that. Wieners. You feel that? You feel what I did to the room about referencing a thing I had no idea about and what happened? So awesome.
Yeah, but then I just want to get back on that wiener.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep bringing it back to the...
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Jump back on that wiener.
We can do it.
Jump back.
Haunted wieners.
No.
Haunted ghost
wieners.
Ghost wieners? Yeah.
Ooh, famous wieners.
Come get a ghost
famous
wiener.
Famous wieners.
Oh, can you shape them?
Oh, my gosh. Why is mine, like, falling off the bun to the left a little bit? That's weird.
Well, that's George Washington.
That's the old...
George Washington.
That's a wooden wiener.
No.
So you got wieners from famous historical figures.
We went to that place On a road trip, we went to a place in Ohio that is famous or has hot dog buns
signed,
autographed.
Oh wow!
By famous people, and they're in cases, but they're all like oxidizing and falling apart.
One of them was from a president.
President Truman.
Truman.
Holy.
Or Carter.
One. Yeah. Either one.
I think Carter.
They're a little older. They're total replaceable.
Who was in the '70s? Carter. Right.
I wasn't born then.
Yeah. It's Carter. Yeah. And so it's like, wow.
Anything that happened prior to my birth, I have no info about. It's
fake as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, yeah. You have no facts. You can.
Life was created in 1984 in March. Wow. Anything prior, I have no recollection.
I'm the oldest dude here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was born in the '70s.
Holy.
Let me tell you about this.
But you look the best for sure.
Oh yeah, I wasn't gonna bring it up.
Yeah. No, it's a fact. I've been bald since 19, so let's talk about who's looking great.
I got this gray in my beard at 23.
Oh, I started getting some gray in my beard. Or white, actually.
Yeah, I got the gray, and then it never spread. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get a little salt and pepper. It's going to be a little sexy.
Distinguished.
Nothing. It's just this, like, splotch.
Nice. I learned that they do hair transplants over in Europe and stuff, and I'm thinking about getting some hair done into my mustache for my head hair, though, so I get that.
That Fu Manchu?
You know that guy from Gremlins?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I want that.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It's going to go white, and it's going to look fabulous.
The yogurt's cursed, that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The sodium ascorbate is cursed.
That is classic.
I remember that.
This is cursed.
All right. I got another hot dog idea. So,
is it cursed?
No.
Oh, we were on ghost hot dogs. It could be cursed.
This is a way to appease, all right, before. I am neutral on the subject. I am slightly knowledgeable. However, I don't invest or promote for, NFTs, crypto, all that stuff. So a restaurant like this makes a new gift card. It's called the Wiener Circle NFT, whatever the name is. Yeah. And the gift card works where when you give them $5, you now receive $5 in Wiener Circle crypto money. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Your investment will never be less than however much you buy. At a minimum, it will be equal to how much you invest.
We could roll that into the ATM idea with the Wiener Bucks.
The more people, every day, it is tallied how many people in total have bought the gift card in this scenario. The more people that buy into it, the more value your coin is worth. So if I spent $5 and got 5 crypto bucks back, but Wiener Circle sold $30,000 worth of this.
Yeah.
Then you put, hey, this morning our crypto coin thing is worth 1.2.
Yeah.
So when you come in, your $5 is now maybe $6.
I think that's called a lottery.
But so the more people who invest in it, the coin, the gift card is stronger.
Lottery.
So everyone who buys into it, it's now worth more. Every morning.
Well, it's not a lottery.
Because everybody gets
the everybody capitalize on it. Okay. Yeah, everybody could cash out at minimum neutral at zero. But the more people that buy into it, the more value. As soon as people start cashing it in, you're like, oh, shit, should I go use my gift card?
So nobody's going to use it. No. So the money.
What? Correct. You have free money.
But plenty of people are going to use it because they're like, I need a hot dog. I don't care. This is fake money to me right
Correct.
Now.
I don't know about plenty. Like maybe 20% max.
Well, either way.
Rest of the money, it's in your cash register.
It's an additional bonus.
It's
with your purchase.
And I think that is a great way to show the communal investment, play up the whole what is it? Disenfranchised? Terminology? Decentralized. We have our own centralized currency. Here's how much of it is out in the world, and here's the value.
Very popular coin is Dogecoin, and it's staring us right in the face like Dogecoin.
Hey, Dogecoin, do you want to sponsor our hot dog stand?
They've been known to sponsor things.
All right, I got more of a food idea.
Weird.
Heard of hot dogs. Where are the hot cat? Where's a hot cat?
Oh, like shove a casing full of tuna at somebody?
Yeah, I don't know.
On that tuna.
I mean, it's a protein you could hot dog ice.
I don't know what it is. Just why has that never been popular?
So all beef or pork. So beef is a hot dog.
Yeah.
Beef is to dog.
Beef, pork,
as what is to cat?
Tuna, salmon.
The cat's like
but
fish.
Mice
and rats.
Oh, this guy wants to take a picture of you, too. They got a pro camera.
I saw him set that up.
Oh,
we're going to be on the TV, kids.
He's like, hey, you guys got bricks?
Yeah, he's just waiting. He's just rolling the dice out there. Today's going to be the day.
Yo, this is where you come get snow cones and a brick at this place. That's so funny. I like this idea.
Yeah, I just don't like
hot cat.
Beef yeah. is the hot dog.
Would you eat a tuna dog?
I would try it. Yeah, I'd try it. Salmon dog?
Salmon dog could be interesting.
That could be
good,
yeah.
Because once again, beef is, I believe, the natural casings are pork or pig, if I'm not mistaken. So you've got a hot dog is beef in a beef pork casing.
Yes. Okay.
So what would be, I don't, there's no other kind of casing, like a sheep, lamb? Lamb?
No, they're actually, I think, aren't they normally sheep?
Or are they sheep or lamb?
I think sausage is sheep casing. What am I thinking of? Something sheep casing.
For sure.
Or is all, if to denote all beef, it has to be beef casing? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
And be real big, though. How do you shrink that?
It depends on large or small intestines, I guess.
Just get a tiny, just smaller cow.
Yeah, smaller cow.
Nice. Dog walkers.
They should definitely
pre-rolls.
Okay. I see. They got this walk the dog.
It's a delivery. I think that is a delivery service.
Oh, okay. Dog walkers.
I don't get it.
They're called dog walkers.
I think that's a weak joke. I don't understand.
They deliver hot dogs.
Yeah, but they deliver your legal cannabis products to those.
I thought dog walkers.
It's Mr. Nice Guy.
This is one of our ideas, but we didn't think of it. It's a hot dog delivery service that also brings you weed.
Oh,
or vice versa. It's a weed service that I want to pick you up some dogs on the way.
The guy's got a pen right there. He's like, you know what? I ain't even gonna hide it. Yeah. I'm gonna.
We gotta explain. Got so there's a guy outside, right there. And he's got. There's a guy with his company jacket on.
Is that the sign on the wall right there?
No.
Walk the dog day.
No.
Are you sure? Because it says Wiener Circle and Dog Walkers.
It does. That's
maybe they're already color, in it.
Color
so,
choice.
So the question, like, I thought Dog Walkers was just a hot dog delivery service.
No, it says it's.
But it says but cannabis and pre-rolls
it does. On the back.
Right, and that's what that says: relish in a pre-roll and stroll.
Let me go get him.
No.
Like, dude, we're doing a podcast about business stuff, and are you get dog walkers? A hot dog delivery service that also delivers other goods.
Because that's, yeah, like, I don't really think of weed when I think of dog walkers, but I think of hot dogs for sure.
Yeah, like.
Another person and another camera?
What is going on out there? All right.
Do you think they know?
They know. They know we're here.
Did you tell
somebody important that I was here? Because I am kind of a big deal.
I mean, we did tweet about hanging out today.
I'm just kidding. Another one?
I think they know about the thing.
Like, we did talk about going to Wiener Circle for lunch on Twitter.
I should go out there and be like, guys, you got to get those cameras out of here. No cameras, guys.
That'd be funny.
All right.
Hey, dudes with cameras, do you want to come in the back behind mirrored glass and take very inappropriate pictures of humans coming in a...
I think
look at that thing of fries
I'm
there. Fucking, I want
I,
that
yeah. I'm staring at that. I think
we're all getting a little
here.
Hungry. I think we're coming close on time. So
final, sounds like Jack is getting a little hungry.
Final ideas.
Final thoughts. Jack. Okay. Final rounds.
You want me to do my one that I was
absolutely.
No. Let's lead up into that one because that's going to break the internet.
All right.
Okay.
All right. What my final one?
ATM don't work, man.
Oh, let's see. He's going to break it.
That's how it got broke.
Yeah.
My final one. Do you ever go to dinner theater?
No.
Dinner theater. Yep. It's in some fancy restaurants. Yeah, you know, it's wine and bad steak, and you get to watch, you know, figure out who murdered what kind of thing. Why don't we have dinner theater for like the average Joe in a fast food place? Why don't we do dinner theater here? And you're not figuring out like who murdered somebody. You're figuring out like where'd Tyler leave his phone?
Ooh,
you know, just average Joe problems. You know, what was that chick's name from that place we went to?
Oh my God, what is the yearbook? Where did you, I got to look up somebody. I forgot what their name is. But
who was that kid at school who he was one of the hats all the time?
We all had H's in our name. So in graduation, we were next to each other. What's that?
Yeah. And that's your dinner theater. And then you got to figure it out. And the audience goes, it's Harold.
So what if they do like a murder mystery theater thing at every Saturday night? And it's the drunk people are here. And they don't fucking know. And all of a sudden, there's been a murder.
They don't know they're in on the game.
Yeah, you lock the door. Yeah.
Everyone, we need to figure this out. I don't got time.
The murderer is in the room.
What's going on? It wasn't me.
Yeah, some guy in a trench coat and a Humphrey Bogart hat.
That'd be amazing.
Nobody's leaving, so we
see. I'm going to find the. This is a crime scene, see?
Wait, it could be who threw the brick.
That is
all right, I love it.
I got to go Horatio like, well, nobody's leaving until we find the dog walkers. they're next door.
Can you imagine some drunk stone people here at 2 a.m. and you just bust in with this?
Oh, my God. They would not know what's going on.
Like, somebody's kicking this ATM up and running.
Yeah. Oh, no! Immediate looting. You saw how easy that thing is.
How do nine people in this vicinity have bricks? How is that possible?
Well, it's the
you can't get bricks.
It's the brick buyback system. They're here.
This guy's picking his nose with a napkin. Absolutely got in there.
All right. That's a proper.
Yeah, that's proper better than. Yeah, and then he wipes it on his camera. That's good.
That's how you get the good.
That's so silly.
I like how he's in those track pants and is probably never running.
All right, so wait, whose idea are we on now?
It's yours. We're on your final idea.
Okay, this is the last one.
Yeah.
All right, I will try to say this as appropriately as possible. I'm assuming people know about you, your associations, background.
Yeah.
How you know people.
In the scene?
Yes.
In certain scenes?
Yeah. In certain circles.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the idea. Wiener Circle should spend their entire marketing budget on reaching out to those in the, let's say, adult entertainment industry. Uh-huh. Okay.
Like what cabaret.
I guess. I mean, one
like
could.
Marvel movies? Like, I'm an adult.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
The Lego movies.
Wink, wink.
Oh.
So send them all hot dogs and the appropriate condiments to be like, hey, we need you to film a thing. And the shtick is going to be gag yourself with our wieners. Okay.
Okay.
So all these videos, it's going to be filmed into a super loop of a variety of very famous adult film talent. You're going to want to have a very diverse cast of people seeing how big of a bite they could take of a Wiener Circle hot dog. Like, you know, as much. I was going to do some noises, but you could imagine what the gag yourself with our wieners is going to be.
I think we could source some of those noises from the
and
internet.
And then the icing on the cake of this ad.
Oh, it's okay? Icing. Oh.
Icing on the cake is the dog. Last person needs to be a very, you know, as famous of an LGBTQA plus adult actor as you can find, because they also serve other things on the menu here. And you have that person hold it up and say, instead of the, you know, gag yourself with one of our wieners, you say, oh, I actually don't like wieners. I prefer burgers. You got to hit the fur. Yeah. You got to hit the fur. I prefer burgers.
Prefer
and that is the
burgers.
And that is the end of the ad. For Wiener Circle, come gag yourself with our wieners.
You need a big wink with the little
a wink.
Ding.
Oh, bing.
A little ding.
Right? Know that it's slapstick, deadpan, like no nudity, no swearing.
No.
It's just those people eating
very clean.
Huge bite as much as they could put in their mouth at one time.
They got to dive into it.
I mean, mascara, you know, coming down faces.
Dive into that burger.
There needs to be incredibly diverse. I want to see all genders represented in this ad. So it's very inclusive. And then at the end, somebody who's, you know what, I don't gag on wieners. I prefer burgers.
Yeah.
Done.
Sign it up.
That's
I'm out.
It. Oh, there
all
he goes.
Right. And that's the walkout.
Wow.
All right.
Cool.
Drop the mic.
All right. This has been an awesome episode. It's great to sneak into your podcast app, as we do now every like random length of time. I don't know when the next one will come up. The next one will come up as opportunities like this present itself. I think that's what we're doing now. Just like, would
for
that
now,
be
yeah.
a cool thing to do? That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So only cool episodes from this point forward. I've been your host, Johnny Christmas.
I've been Jakku.
And I'm Chef Mike.
Oh, it's Chef Mike.
Yeah.
We had the mask on. I thought.
Oh. No, that's right. I've been working out a little bit. I look a little different.
Oh.
So silly.
I would have said no.
Son of a.
It was a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a great time.
Wiener circles.
I don't know if this is going to make the cut, but I'm just going to throw this out there as an idea if we put it in the podcast or not.
For the B-roll.
I've been thinking about another idea for a new podcast. It's got a bit of a gimmick. We record the episodes in unique places. So myself and Johnny, we like to do urban exploration where we go explore abandoned buildings. We found a factory that's like 6 football lengths wide and whatnot. And we've
got to check this
that.
Factory.
It's fucking crazy. But we just record episodes there about whatever, but also other unique places.
Like the Relish Room.
Now
like
the gimmick though, it's just a podcast.
It's just audio.
It's audio. It could be recorded anywhere. But we're like, we're around this room.
We just D&D role play of like, we are in. Did you ever Castle Grayskull on Clark and Addison? Oh my gosh. If you've ever been inside there with the big skull doors that you have to use the bone knocker to get in, we should do it in that place.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So would that work?
Yeah, I love that idea.
Like, it works. And then after you're in there, it's like just a bunch of guys on some mics.
Yeah, it's fine.
Guys and mics.
You don't even have to wait a second. I thought the point is just record anywhere. You don't have to go to the place. You make up the place you're in.
Because it's audio.
You could do that too, yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah. We're in the Rocky Mountains today. We're on the top of Mount Baldy, 13,000 feet up.
No, it's cold in here. I could use some oxygen.
Here comes a bear. Oh, no. You know.
That's going to be it for this episode.
Oh, wait. He's friendly. There goes Jakku.
That's thank so God. Silly.
Yeah. I.
Ooh, splat. Ooh, ooh, that's wet.
Oh, yeah. A lot of meat for a skinny guy.
I know. That's spread like.
I'm still okay.
Yeah, but we don't have enough time to get you, so.
Just lower the mic.
No, we're
not dead yet.
The cable's long enough.
Are you.
Your impending doom is going to get us so many views. Thank you.
I'm getting better.
Yeah. Anything you want to say before you go?
Buy our sponsor swag.
Ah, thank you. Awesome. Final words were. Okay.
I think we confirmed that'll work.
Love it.
All right, kids. Thanks for joining. Thanks, Chef Mike. Thanks, Jakku.
Anytime.
And push the red button. No.